We have in these readings the image of two different kinds of trees. Ezekiel is talking about a majestic cedar, and in the responsorial psalm, the mention of the cedars of Lebanon, and that's a kind of a common phrase in Old Testament imagery, the cedars of Lebanon. They're very tall, stately trees. They're not exactly like the redwoods of California, but more like that than the red cedar that we're used to here in Kansas. Okay. And of course, that became a symbol of dominance and power and stateliness. And Ezekiel is speaking these words to people in exile. And so the image of taking a very top of a mighty cedar and just ripping off a small branch and then planting that on Mount Zion, which is the hill that Jerusalem is built on, is a way of saying you're going to return from exile. This death that you are experiencing now is going to turn into new life. And so he's trying to instill hope in them, those who have lost hope. They're in exile, they're suffering greatly, they've lost all their courage and their resolve. But the image is also of one of God's power to do whatever God wants. And what seems impossible to us, God can still resolve. And so bringing down the mighty and raising up the lowly. Mary's Magnificat mentions that power that God has to change human situations, earthly situations, in ways that would seem impossible to us. And so the fact that Babylon could be brought low and Israel raised up to heights like the cedars of Lebanon, God can do that, even though it seems impossible to us in exile. We're all kind of in an exile. We're in exile in this land called the earth that really isn't our permanent home. Our permanent home is the kingdom of God. And here in this exile, we often lose hope. We lose hope in our own ability to overcome our sins. We lose hope in our governments, in the world and culture and all those kinds of things. And you know, we can get dark and depressed and hopeless about those kinds of things. But in that image of the mustard plant, that tiny seed can grow into something significant, even though to look at it, you wouldn't think that could ever happen. So this mustard seed is an interesting image. First of all, it's an annual. And so it sprouts immediately and grows up in a year to a sizable plant 10 to 12 feet tall. It's like those castor beans or whatever they are that you plant, and they grow real quickly into a sizable plant, and then it dies. And so this growth of the kingdom, which starts out tiny and almost imperceptible, but you have to have the faith and the hope to believe that it can grow into something significant. But there's another way that image of the mustard plant works. It's still a shrub. You know, it's not a mighty cedar of Lebanon. It's not a stately tall plant. It's still a shrub. And so we are encouraged by Christ to believe that the kingdom can happen in insignificant ways, in humble ways. And in fact, this is kind of an image of Jesus himself, God, who takes on our human condition and takes the last place, born in slavery, dying the death of a common criminal on the cross, hanging out with the wrong people. One of the problems with mustard plants is they were prolific. And they were like some of these trees you plant in your yard, and they propagate so that you have to go around pulling up the sprouts all the time. They're a nuisance. And the mustard plant was a little bit like that. And so farmers had a hard time managing it. And so it would grow indiscriminately. It's a little bit like those red cedars who propagate in our pastures and we have to chop them down, and they're a nuisance. They're like a noxious weed. And so this mustard plant, which is Christ and the kingdom, is a little bit like a noxious weed too. It can get out of control and it's hard to manage. And so even the means of our salvation can look like unsalvation. The perception can be fool us. And so people were fooled by Jesus. He hung out with the wrong people. He challenged the authorities. He got himself into trouble. He got himself killed. His whole project seemed to end in failure as he died upon the cross. I mean, to many people, he was like a worthless mustard plant. Just good for nothing to be thrown out, and let's start with somebody new. This is our spiritual lives. We have put all our stock in this loser. We've put all our hope in his resurrection from that horrible death. And we associate our deaths with his. That somehow we've been led to believe that death can turn into life, that you can take a worthless, ripped off sprout from a tree and plant it. That somehow the whole cycle of God's creation is a dying and rising and dying and rising, fall, spring, over and over again, that somehow the only way God can create is to let certain things die so that something else can take its place, and that there's some gradual progression, some evolution, that it grows over billions of years into the kingdom. And baptism symbolizes that very thing. Something in me has to die so that I can share in the resurrection of Christ. And somehow what I'm dying to, the world, my former way of life, all those things that I'm dying to, I'm doing it in Christ. And I'm joining my death to his, or I'm allowing his death to be applied to mine so that new life can happen. So that a stately tree, or at least a mustard plant, a shrub, can grow out of this. But then it's going to die again and resurrect, and it's going to die again and it's going to resurrect. And this is the nature of things. This is the nature of us. And so we have our various failings and losses, and those, they can be turned into trees. They can be turned into life. And we've come to believe that. But those resurrections from our deaths and our failures and our losses, they don't come easy and they don't come quickly. It's like these growth parables. Don't expect it to happen immediately. Be patient, like the farmer who plants the seed and lets God do the rest. And so in our faith and in our prayer and in our reception of the sacraments, we are planting the seed. But we trust that God is going to fertilize it and water it and make it grow. That's our hope. We put all our stock in that.